Let it ride, Clyde.
Hey, yo, it's the queen mix right here. Miami, Boston, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, Santa Fruca. Hey, yo, I can lick it, I can ride it while you slipping and sliding. I can do all them little tricks and keep the dick up inside it. You can smack it, you can grip it, you can go down and kiss it. And every time he leave me alone, he always tell me he miss it. He wanna pink pussy, pink coupe, no roof. Made him eat my pussy, leaving no boo. Max out his car, fuck the toll room. Pull up for a check, pussy mobile. Free bitch, legs up, cash through. Niggas, I fuck me when I pass through. See this pussy, you're a binder. Can't be broke and be mine. No. Neck froze, oh yeah, close. I'm a bad bitch, get him for a spin. I'ma eat the pussy, beat the pussy, drill drummer. Big rack, all I'm trying to get from him. Yo, Nick, you the winner. And I'm the princess of this shit and a motherfucking gang member. Gang, gang, got the hammer and the wrench. Why you body that verse like making naked beer?
I'ma take the whole thing if I'm taking the dick. And I got 99 problems up for making it fit. I see some bitches, mini me's, and it's making me sick. I'm just the realest bitch you see when Nicki taking the pic. Barbie, I like all my diamonds dancing. They wanna know if we fucked in a mansion. Again, fuck myself with the grandma twins. They wanna fuck all my friends. I'm too rich for an OnlyFans.
Hey, yo, Drillery Clinton.
I'm a very freaky girl, so don't bring me to mama's.
Radio. It's going down 10 years, baby. Let them know now.
Tuesday and Thursdays, we in this bitch. The radio don't want no smoke with jig. That's why we go hard, niggas know the grind. 11 to 1, niggas know the time. Tuesday and Thursdays, we in this bitch. The radio don't want no smoke with jig. That's why we go hard, niggas know the grind. 11 to 1, niggas know the time.
Radio 323-693-30.
Running with the bag like it's Christmas. 14 years, yeah, we've been doing this. Call in, it's jumping like crisscross. NorCal off where I'm at, your boy gets off. Mischief, toting plans, so you lifting off. Reality radio, that's us. She's off that station, getting smacked up. These bars easy work like a layup. Caught a mob, so don't try and play us. Our show's hella go, no turn down. My family solid, period, we don't do clowns. Hulk go, no break, my family hood loud. On God, this show is finna go down. No cap, all facts, we the best now. Ground Horn Radio. Turn up for a motherfucking chair. And let that beat drop. I ain't talking to the motherfucking beat drop. All right. When I say the beat drop, let that motherfucker drop. You dig? What it do, bro? It's the mayor of Duval County. It's your boy, Jake Chronicles, and I'd like to welcome everybody back to another episode, another edition of Ground Hard Radio. I'm in the building with the host and the motherfucking president of GHR, Carter Mafioso. You know what I'm saying? The Hood Loud King, better known as the God, Divine You. You be great tonight. What it do?
Hard time. What up, world? It's your boy, Carter Mafioso, a.k.a. DJ Face Mob, 803, live in the building, better known as the God, Divine Universe. I have to turn it up with my team, my squad, Team GHR. We live in the building, season 47. Let's get it.
You dig. And check it out, team. Ain't even blog talk. It's my ragged-ass computer, but we're going to keep it going. Next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, representing that 6-1 Nina, representing that motherfucking beat shop, it's the queen of Ground Hard Radio. It's your girl, Miss Chief. How you doing tonight,
Nina? Nina, Chiefy. It's your girl, Miss Chief. I'm representing that Southern California 6-1 Nina. Your girl's in the building. Let's go.
Let's get it. Next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, we're going to keep it on the West Coast because it's the motherfucking best coast. Representing that team, No Filter. He's bae fresh like a motherfucker. It's the main man, Dope Ass Music, live in the building. What it do, fam, blam?
Ooh, la, la, la. It's the way that we move when we doing our thing.
I ain't even mad at
you. Oh, Lord.
That's what's up. That's what it is. Next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, representing that 305, representing that good old Miami-Dade County, it's the motherfucking R&B gangster of Ground Hard Radio. It's your boy, Razor, live in the building. What it do, Boshi?
Man, you already know I'm in the building tonight, man. Shit, I'm ready to get it in. 305 ratings, bitch. Let's do some shits and giggles later. You know what it is.
Yeah, let's go. Open mic night, baby. That's what it is. Next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, representing that 228, representing that Mississippi movement, it's our motherfucking resident DJ, the legendary DJ Sergeant Rock. What it do, big bro? And that's Trill.
Man, what's happening out there? You know what I'm talking about? Hey, man, salute to the whole goddamn Grind Hard Radio staff, man, because we back in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? You're in tune to another fire-ass episode of Grind Hard Radio, you know what I'm talking about? So we want everybody to just kick back on your sofa, your recliner, your easy chair, whatever you sitting in, just kick back. And then we want your ass to relax with whatever you're relaxing with. You know what I'm saying? Whether you got a blunt, whether you got something to drink, whether you got a motherfucking Cohiba cigar. You know what I'm saying? Whether you smoke hookah in this raggedy ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? Just relax. And please do not forget, we run the Matrix around this raggedy ass bitch. I'm ready to go, baby. And let's run a power move on them and do it to their ass. GHR style. The right
ride,
way. You dig, Trill, my.
You underdig. It's open mic night on Ground Hard Radio. Call in, spit your shit, spoken word. Whatever you want to do, you can do it tonight right here on Ground Hard Radio. And team, tonight's topic, I want to know what y'all really think about this. Team, what do y'all think about today's cancel culture? People are always trying to cancel folks, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to explain the topic a little bit more when we come back. But that's the topic for the night, so make sure y'all hit us up, 323-693-3043. And if you're online, fuck it. You can still quarantine and chill with us and on Ground Hard Radio chat rooms. Team, I'm going to hit y'all with a few tracks, and we're going to start this thing off with the motherfucking queen of Ground Hard Radio. It's your girl, Mitchie, with Band.
Okay.
Live on Ground Hard Radio.
Okay.
Season 4-7, baby. Open mic night. Turn up for a motherfucking check.
Ocean Seven.
True.
We grind or die.
What?
We grind or die.
What?
We grind or die.
What?
We grind or die. Grind hard, you hear us bust. Molest synopsis getting touched up. Fresh lining for the touch up. Social distance, they can't touch us. We turning up on Tuesday. We mopping on them Thursdays. They cannot see us even though we shining. Better watch the drip cause we them blinding. Bay fresh, we stay on. Making moves out of Duval. 365, we play songs. Reality, no cap, dog. We the team with big dreams. Certified on all streams. Aiming with them red beams. Better turn up when you hear me. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio.
Yeah. Woo. I only watch my own bag. I don't fuck with bands. I only watch my own bag. I don't fuck with bands. I only watch my own bag. I don't fuck with bands. Pull up on who, hun? Bust up on who, huh? I only watch my own bag. I don't fuck with bands. I only watch my own bag. I don't fuck with bands. Only watch my own bag. I don't fuck with bands. Pull up on who, huh? Bust up on who, huh?
When I see a call, I just ban these niggas. Leave a nigga unread. I don't store these niggas. Pipe down, x-ray. I see the fake in these niggas. These bitches got extra miles. You can't restore these niggas. What's the keep? I count my own bag. I need some more. Cop the Beamer, she home now to even the score. Said I only watch my own bag. I don't fuck with no bag. I've been out a while. Working on my rapper's tan. I'm in this kitchen cooking up a fresh bath. I cut the fat, left the cheese to catch the rat. Stand down, tone down on them extra cats. A band is a bitch ass nigga with the wax thirst trap.
Bust up on who, huh? I only watch my own bag. I don't fuck with bands. I only watch my own bag. I don't fuck with bands. I only watch my own bag. I don't fuck with bands. Pull up on who, huh? Bust up on who, huh?
It ain't nothing in life but to chase a check. These bum bitches need a reality check. I mean, I'm out here, bruh. It's the Taliban. She a jump off, no top off, no caravan. If he say he only wants some bop on it, tell that band nigga you'll need some vroom with top on it. I got a new route, it hit different, stay on path. These bands is dirty, hose them down, fuck that bubble bag. And I don't fuck with no bum niggas, those I'm banning. Y'all stepdad, he misbehaving off the wagon. Left them curbside with my wop, wag flagging. And ain't no need for no band, nigga, I ain't having it.
Bust up on who, huh? I only watch my own bag. I don't fuck with bands. I only watch my own bag. I don't fuck with bands. I only watch my
boss up on who, huh?
All right, can we experience a little technical difficulties right now? Y'all please bear with us.
I'm that chick fire. Air it out radio.
Air it
fire.
Out.
You can catch me Mondays 10 to 1. Airitoutradio.net. Hey yo, grind hall radio. Throw another
banger on.
Keep it mud, Mario, so keep it mud, Jaro, this is up, we grind hard, boy, city, and we keep it turned up.
If anybody ask me, I'ma tell them, nigga, mind yours, my familiar. Sitting in, and we grind hard. Keep it moved, dog, roll the dutches up. We grind hard, boy, I see the end, we keep it turned on. If anybody ask me, I'ma tell them, nigga, mind yours, my familiar. Sitting in, and we grind hard.
Y'all rolling in this shit. Out to my plug, keep me on that Alabama mud. Hold up, this a hit, I'ma need a lid. Careful, watch your back, don't get you caught up like you split. Better watch your country grandma flipping through Atlanta. Grind hard, cause we bustin' moves all through Savannah. From a dirty, dirty south, fuckers watch your mouth. I just rolled through back from Charleston time. If let's keep the count on my Jacksonville hustles with some grills up in their mouth. Show me how to do the damn thing when it's been a drought. That ain't even enough, fake bitches acting tough. If they homies acting up, we pullin' calls and callin' bluff. Look at where we headed, look at where we been. Oh my God, I swear it seems like it's full of sin. Like I'm fresh up out of Houston, do we have a problem with it? Pay my ass and tell me, I ain't tryna see no 50.
Mommy, yo, keep it mud, y'all roll the dishes up. We grind hard for our city and we keep it turned up. If anybody ask me, I'ma tell them, nigga, mind yours, my familiar. City in, and we grind hard. So keep it mud, dog, roll the dishes up. We grind hard for our city, and we keep it turned up. If anybody ask me, I'ma tell them, nigga, mind yours, my familiar. City in, and we grind hard. So keep it mud, dog, roll the dishes up. We grind hard for our city, and we keep it turned up. If anybody ask me, I'ma tell them, nigga, mind yours, my familiar. City in, and we grind hard. So keep it mud, dog, roll the dishes up. We grind hard for our city, and we keep it turned up. If anybody ask me, I'ma tell them, nigga, mind yours, my familiar. City in, and we grind hard.
Mafioso keeping mud for my thugs round here. In my city, in the 803, it's love down here. Y'all familiar, the fam, we blow grams all year. If anybody ask you, it ain't nothing over here. Now I roll the dutches up and pour some Henny in my cup. Them Alabama niggas keep that good cushion in the flock. Keep the city turned up, knuckleheads acting up. Mafioso from the chop, 803, stand up. I grind hard for my city and I keep that cushion lit. Good loud King Bob, have you looking foolish? On that 8-inch, get you turned quick. Grind and die is my motto, so I follow it until the day I
know I do. So keep it mud, y'all roll the dishes up. We grind hard for our city and we keep it turned up. If anybody ask me, I'ma tell them, nigga, mind yours, my familiar. City in, and we grind hard. Keep it mud, dog, roll the dishes up. We grind hard for our city and we keep it turned up. If anybody ask me, I'ma tell them, nigga, mind yours, my familiar. City in, and we grind hard.
Fuck about a motherfucking technical difficulty, goddamn. We get down tonight. It's Tuesday. It's open mic night. I get my motherfucking check tomorrow. I'm in a good goddamn move. It's Ground Hard Radio. Make sure you check out. for real. Make sure you check us out on all Google platforms, which includes iHeartRadio as well as TuneIn.com. And as always, you know you can download the show for absolutely free on iTunes and take the show on the go with you. Team, I got to run down that fire ass playlist because it was fire. You know what I'm saying? We started off the show with the queen. That was Miss Chief with Bands. Bitch ass niggas. You know what I'm saying? Queen, I love that track. I love that beat. You know what I'm saying? Then we hit y'all with So Fly Mafia featuring Razor with All You Need. Now that was one of my personal favorites. And then team, I had to hit y'all with a throwback, man. That last track y'all heard, that was called Mafioso featuring Don Duchess with La Familia, and that's probably one of my favorite tracks from you, broski, and I love that, you know what I'm saying? So
Yeah, man, go ahead.
I know, salute to Don Duchess. It's been a minute. It's definitely been a minute.
Yeah,
it is. Cool song. Nevertheless, team, we're going to go ahead and jump into the topic for tonight, which is, what's y'all thoughts on today's cancel culture? And team, the reason why I brought this topic to the table, and I didn't do the full research on this, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just speaking on what I kind of seen. And I meant to talk about this last week. The whole situation with Aries Spears and Tiffany Haddish. And the video popped up. They was doing a skit. Now, the thing that I don't understand, team, like, was that on Mad TV or some shit? Or was that some shit that a motherfucker found from the past? You know what I'm saying? So I was still kind of confused about that part. But at the end of the day, he recently did a interview. And I'm talking about Aries. It seems like Tiffany ain't too worried about it. Well, the man basically kind of was just saying, like, his career is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Twitter, social media, killing him right now. You know, they're saying to cancel him. So, team, I just want to know what's y'all thoughts in general on the cancel culture, and if y'all do want to speak on the situation with Aries Spears and Tiffany Haddish, we can do that too. Also, team, I wanted to switch it up just a little bit tonight, and I actually want to start it off with the Queen, Miss Chief. What's your thoughts on the topic, Donna? I know that was a lot. That was a lot of dialogue.
I actually saw that on social media, and then I went and looked at you know, the comments and whatnot, and it was great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My thing is, what does it matter? Like, I mean, if that's what the fuck he wanted to do, that's what he got to live with that. Mm-hmm, so I'm just wondering, like, what does it matter? I saw. Was it The Source posted it? And I'm just wondering, how far do we go with media, or how far do we go with things to expose things? Like, if that's what he wanted to do, then that's the fuck he is. I mean, he obviously did a skit, did a whole song, and maybe that's just what he is. Like, why does it, I don't see why people put so much emphasis on what people are doing in their personal life. Like, they need to worry about their own personal life. They'd be okay. I don't know. I read the comments, and I saw a lot of people saying, like, wow, they were disappointed in The Source, because they were like, so you on the bandwagon of, because I actually went to go look up the definition of the, you know, of the word, and it was talking about how to defame and to strip a celebrity of their celebrity status. And it seemed like a lot of that shit is going on in the African-American community. That's all I'm saying. So,
I got you, Queen.
That's my little gist of it.
No, I love that. And I wanted to clarify, too, because I think it was two videos. One, and again, I don't know if these were skits or what the nigga doing is real life or is it a parody or something. One day was, I guess Tiffany was too, it was, I guess, acting like a pedophile.
And a pool.
I seen the pool one. Yeah, okay, and then that was the other one when he was on top of a nigga, you know. So I'm like, was this shit on Mad TV? Is we just making shit, and did they find, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? But I did want to clarify that if the audience or anybody on the panel don't know what we're talking about, you know. So that's the logistics of it. But Queen, I think you said about what's going on, Ray?
Hey, now I don't know about the, I know that video that you're talking about with him on the dude by the pool. So I remember he first released that video. That was a part of his, he had a stand-up special. And at the time he made a music video, he had an alter ego. It was a skit that he put in his stand-up comedy segment. And that second video you're talking about, so he was making fun of like Lil Jon and how they was making them little simple beats and the snap music and all that. That was some old shit that he did in a stand-up, and now all of a sudden they want to try to pick it apart. He was really making fun of Atlanta hip-hop because he was trying to poke fun at how, like, you know, the Atlanta area is known for having a strong gay community. So he was throwing that in there with that music video. Now, that other video with Tiffany has, I don't know what that is, but I did see the music video you talking about by the pool. That's being taken out of context, bro.
Hey, and that's what I was saying. Like, if it's work related and that's how that man made his money, then, you know, obviously a motherfucker can't have a problem with that, you know. So I feel where you're coming from. But I definitely wanted to clarify for folks out there who might not know what we're talking about. Because I almost forgot it was two fucking videos. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to throw that out there, Praise. I appreciate that. Yeah. And
what happened with the Tiffany Haddish thing? Because I ain't aware of that. What happened?
Well, it's a video, and what I'm saying is, it's like he's acting as if he's a pedophile in this skit. And whoever the kids was in the video, their mother is now trying to sue Tiffany and Aries. Because she's saying it was more than just a skit, that they was doing shit behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
now,
wow.
Now, according to some reports that I saw, they say the lady been trying to get money from Tiffany, like, from years, but she just like, fuck it, you ain't getting shit from me. And, you know, now the shit done hit, like, Twitter and all that stuff, you know, so it's a lot.
Wow.
Definitely look at that.
That sounds real messy, bro.
It's crazy, you know what I'm saying? But I want to say this, too. I got to say it because I wasn't going to say it, but I got to say it. That's just a little too close for home to me now when we're talking about work. You playing a pedophile, me personally, team, I couldn't do it. I don't even like to play around like that, joke like that. Not nobody fucking with no turn. You understand what I'm saying? That's just me.
Right.
Keep it moving, though. Yeah, I'm going to keep it moving, and I'm going to throw it to Carter. That was on my spirit. Whether you acting that shit out or not, I would have been so fucking uncomfortable. But Carter, it's on you, bro.
That's
ridiculous.
Dealing on the cancel culture, I would say a lot of people is getting canceled for like saying things about like the LGBTQ community. I know they canceled Dave Chappelle a lot, and I feel like it's like a contradiction to the Constitution, because the Fifth Amendment, you got a freedom of speech, you know what I'm saying? And my thing is, like, let's just say, like, how they didn't cancel Lil Baby. Well, I want to say it's a former cancel, because they wouldn't book him on the show, and they took took a lot of his endorsements for what he said about the Rolling Stones concert, you know, about being gay and stuff like that. And I know they canceled Dave Chappelle for a lot of stuff he be saying, that you know, like, there's a lot of information out here that they don't want us to know. And, like, especially, like, from the elite, you know what I'm saying? And he's not afraid. And Eddie Griffin, he's another one. You know, like, a lot of comedians kind of say what's really going on that a lot of people are blind to. And they kind of get canceled for that. And a couple Caucasians, they get canceled for using the N-word, you know what I'm saying? And I just feel like it's like a contradiction to you know, your freedom of expression, because, like, nowadays...
I agree.
Yeah, because nowadays you can't really say how
say
you
shit.
Feel and stand on it, you know
yep.
what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because they pushing the agenda... You know, they pushing an agenda, you know, that they pushing an agenda that we ain't used to. You know what I'm saying? Like 20 years ago or 30 years ago, you know, a lot of things that's being seen and done now wasn't done then. You know what I'm saying? And you know, as the new world order comes, it be changes with a lot of things, but I just feel it's just a violation of the Constitution. You know, either you got freedom of speech or you don't. And when they cancel you for things that you say, that's the how you feel. I don't feel that's right. You know what I'm saying? But like I say, they run the networks. They run the, you know, they run all these industries, these platforms we're using. So, you know, it's kind of like a, you know, kind of them showing their power, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we really don't
Absolutely.
Have freedom of speech. So I just feel it's a big contradiction, you know?
Yeah. Man, and Carter, I got to add this to it, because you kind of saying definitely what I wanted to say. I also blame some of the celebrities, too, that fall into it, because here's the thing. When you, and I'm gonna use me for an example. When you say some motherfucking shit, you understand what I'm saying? And a motherfucker call you out on it, you must stand in it. You understand what I'm
yeah,
saying? And,
yeah.
and what I mean is, yeah, the fuck I said it, Now, could I have said it in a different tone or said it in a different content or however the fuck? Yeah, I could have possibly done that, but I meant what the fuck I said. And I feel like a lot of the celebrities, they be on it, and whatever it is, they break, mm-hmm. and then they go back and they change. You understand what I'm saying? Then, oh, I ain't mean to say it like that. You know what I'm saying? So when you mm-hmm. said you got to stand on that shit, like, that spoke to me, and I wish more motherfuckers would do that. Because, like you said, bro, nowadays you can't say a motherfucking thing and a motherfucker.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about not just with celebrities, at your job. You got to be careful what the mm-hmm. fuck you say nowadays. You know what I'm saying? And it's so easy for a motherfucker to cancel you just like that. And I don't think that's cool.
Right.
So that's my feelings. And I'm going to shut up, team.
Right.
You caught me with that one, bro. You got to stand in your shit and mean that shit. Yeah, nigga, I said it.
No doubt. I'm with you. I'm with you.
And we'll say it a motherfucking again. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to keep this thing moving. Carter, that was good, bro. Yeah, cause I don't like that shit. And then y'all be watering that shit down. Well, I ain't mean it like that. Nah, nigga, stand in your shit. We're going to keep this thing moving, man. I told you we switching it up a little bit tonight, and we're going to throw it to your boy Razor. The R&B gangster. What's your thoughts, bro?
Yeah, man. I kind of agree with Carter with, like, they trying to, you know what I'm saying? It seems like a concerted effort to try to, like, silence people's freedom of speech. So I definitely co-sign that. And I think that's like, the whole point of the cancel culture is, I guess, the LGBTQ. Can't nobody get them letters right.
I know, right?
See, now we going to get canceled.
I ain't even try. Well,
I'm going to get canceled because I don't know the alphabet, man.
If they wrong thing, they're going to come after you. They're going to get you.
We doing too
bad. They're the wrong thing.
Shit.
They're the wrong thing.
It's a lot of stuff.
I think that community, that movement is trying to silence the general public and talking about them, because they feel like they've been silenced and ostracized for so long, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think that's the right approach. But I think that's what we're experiencing right now, and it's going to be like that for a while until they mm-hmm. feel like they have the upper hand. And I think they're using media, social media, television, radio to really push that agenda. And I think anybody who is not for it, you're going to feel it. If you profit from music, movies, films, television,
mm-hmm.
social media, mm-hmm. you're going to feel it if you speak out against them. So I think that's what we're seeing in our celebrities, that they're just trying to navigate this and keep their bills paid.
You preaching.
Ooh.
All right.
That's all I have to say about that.
Hey, that was well said, broski. That's what's up. All right, we're going to keep this thing moving, and we're going to throw it to dope-ass music. What's your thoughts, broski?
Yo. All right, so cancel culture.
Yes, sir.
The best thing is when they want to cancel you, but they can't cancel you, because they've been trying to cancel Dave Chappelle for at least a good decade or so, and he just keeps saying that. And it's like, at the end of the day, there's a difference between bringing satire. There's a difference between bringing awareness, and then there's just you're poking fun of, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're poking fun of, then they're able to cancel you because you're being malicious in your attempt. If you're bringing a comedic sense, Dave Chappelle is saying, hey, this person that was my friend who happened to be transgender, who sucked as a comedian, but I enjoy having. You see what I'm saying? So it was a personal, enlightened moment. You can't cancel this man because you don't like what he says, because he has the freedom to say, as Tato was saying. But you can't cancel Dave because he's bringing enlightenment and people are paying him for his words. And then the third one is you're just making fun. Like, yes, you can find comedy in somebody being a pedophile. There's a difference between and you over here touching little boys and little girls. Completely different.
All right.
So
No, no, you good, though, because I feel like, I felt, though, I want, I just want to keep it 100. I felt like you kind of, I'm just going to ask a question. I feel like you went out, and I didn't hear what you just said, that last part. Like, what was the last, you said it was a difference between?
Oh, there's a difference between, for example, when Dave Chappelle did the stand-up with, when he did the Dave Chappelle show, and he was making fun of R. Kelly, right?
Mm-hmm.
That R. Kelly's a pedophile, right? Versus you over here talk about I'm Aries and I'm touching on little boys and little girls, right? That's completely offensive. There's no way for you not to be offended.
Gotcha.
I'm not laughing at that unless I'm sick.
Gotcha.
Right.
Tenfold.
See that?
All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was deep.
Yeah.
All right, don't, that's all you had. Well, you just shook the table. He shook the table a little bit.
I'm just
that was some real shit, nigga. That was real, bro. I respect.
Shout out to Joe, man.
Ray, you was going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say the dope that, like, but Aries Spears, that nigga been... You know, he's been trying to push the envelope of comedy past it, like, you know what I'm saying, conventional boundaries for a long time. Like, that's his brand of comedy, and I think he's just biting him in the ass right now because that was in bad taste.
I've always rocked with him
because I like how eccentric he can be, but it's just like at some point in time, it goes from being good comedy to bad taste.
But he's been out of touch with the general public.
Yeah.
True.
Well,
hey,
I was like Corey Holcomb.
The only reason why I watch Mad TV is because of the black people on the show. I'm done.
All right, now, Jim, you're going to get canceled, bro.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I'm going to get canceled. Goddamn, shit. Too late.
Can't be saying that racist shit.
Yeah, my bad. I thought I was on season one around this motherfucker. All right, you're right, Ray. I appreciate that, bro. That's that Florida love. All right, dope. That's all you had?
Yeah, sir.
All right. We may call the last round this motherfucker, but he's never leave. DJ Sergeant Rock, what's your thoughts on the topic, bro?
All right. I think the cancel culture, you know what I'm saying, they just came up with a fancy way to say blackball. You know what I'm saying? You've been blackballed. They just come up with another term to say that you've been blackballed from whatever the LGBTQ community has their hands in. You see what I'm saying? Now, in terms of rappers being canceled, it's virtually impossible to cancel a rapper. Because a rapper can rap anytime that he gets ready. So, you know, he could put it out there. He could YouTube it. He could, you know what I'm saying, you know, Spotify streams and all that shit. So, you know, it's virtually impossible to per se cancel a rapper. But you don't cancel the rapper itself. You cancel their connections. Because if the LGBTQ community got anything to do with anything, they going to stick their little 2 cents in. All right? Now, as far as Aries and Tiffany Haddish go, you know, I don't know. Like you said, Jit, it could have been a skit on Mad TV. You know
what I'm saying?
That's just now resurfacing. You know what I'm saying? It's like they find so much of an effort to pull you down if you high on the totem pole or if you low on the totem pole. You see what I'm saying? And I think the cancel culture community couldn't find nobody to cancel. You see what I'm saying? So they picking on Tiffany Haddish and Aries Spears now. You know what I'm saying? They already know they can't fuck with Dave Chappelle. So they going to pick on, you know, something that's below the standard. You see what I'm saying? So it don't matter how high or low you go. You know what I'm saying? When I guess they feel like they want to say, cancel him or cancel her, they're going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a fuck about the LGBTQ community. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a bunch of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? How you going to stop regular Americans from saying the shit that we've been saying all our fucking life? You know what I'm saying? And then, okay, number one, they want everybody to go along with this gay shit. Okay, everybody's not going to go along with that gay shit, but soon as somebody speaks up on the shit, like they want to be to put on dresses and whoop de whoop and blah, 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 mm-hmm. Hollywood not turn them down, then all of a sudden they want to, you know, block all of their connections. You know what I'm saying? So it makes it hard for a person to live. You know what I'm saying? Especially when, you know, you an actor or a comedian. You know what
and
I'm saying? It makes it hard.
But,
you know, your shows get canceled. You know what I'm saying? They go to non-booking you for shows and shit. Why? Because the LGBTQ has some type of say-so, or they have some type of say-so in the matter, to where if they want to say, don't let him on your stage, you just ain't going to be let on the stage. You see what I'm saying?
And
I get it. I get it, but I don't get it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because what I don't get is you not finna tell me what the fuck to say, and you not finna tell me how the fuck to act, and you not finna tell me how the fuck to be myself. You not finna tell me that I'm gonna get down with some shit that I already know that I'm not down with. What you eat don't make me shit. You can do it. Do it. Go ahead. You know what I'm saying? But we ain't rocking like that over here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? And I have a son. And I have a son. I have a son who's gay. You know what I'm saying? And he respects me because he don't bring that shit my way, because he already know how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like I say, if they just come up with a fancy way of saying blackball without having to say it. You know what I'm saying? We'll cancel your ass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So, team, check this out. And we definitely gonna take a break. But I want to. That was good, Rock. I kind of want to just switch gears a little bit, and I want to say this too. The only reason why I am giving Aries Spears a little bit of grace, because like Dope said, he's respected. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, it's when you do shit in your past, catch up with you. You know what I'm saying? Like people saying it in that interview, y'all. Like the nigga almost broke down. Like. He said it. He was like, I know I'm fucked up. Like, it's the end. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of felt mm-hmm. bad for him. You know what I'm saying? But definitely some of that shit that mm-hmm. I saw, team, I do felt like it was in poor taste. So I wanted to piggyback real quick on this topic. So what do y'all think about Monique slowly making a comeback? She was blackballed for some years. You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
looked like she done teamed up with Lee Daniels, 50 Cent behind her. You gonna be seeing some stand up?
Boo! You boo! The very same people she talked about. Now she teaming up with him. Get the fuck out of here! Get the fuck out of here!
Okay,
get the fuck out
from.
Of here. She, the very same people she talked about, she dissed in interviews, she called them everything but a child of God, punk-ass bitches and everything, and now she done teamed up with them. Monique is a fraud, man. She's
Bro,
old, she's washed up, she's old and washed up. She might as well just
damn.
Give it up, bro. She might as well just give it up. This is going to be her last grandstand right here.
That's
because
be
wasn't
run.
Nobody trying to pay her no attention. Wasn't nobody studying Monique, man. Get the fuck out
well,
of here, man.
Okay, well, Rock, hit me out. When I
God damn,
question,
bro.
When I posed that question, I was saying
that
like if you got blackball, is it a way for you to kind of come back after that? And what I was trying to do was compare the situation. But I get it, brother. You know what I'm saying? That's your opinion. You know what I'm saying? But that's the question I was kind of posing. Do you think after you being blackballed, you could be let back into the game?
To make a comeback. It is possible to make a comeback. It is possible to make a comeback. But I'm just saying, you making a comeback with the very same
people
you did.
I kind of see what you're saying, bro. I got you.
So if they let you in, you got to be giving up something for them to let you in like that. Because 50 Cent and Lee Daniels, they don't go for that bullshit. They ain't finna let you in. You know what I'm saying? They ain't finna let you in. You see, Netflix didn't let her ass in.
No, I think she's coming by. I think she's coming by the Netflix, Rock. I really do. But what I was saying though, bro, you don't believe in mending fences, you know, making up with motherfuckers.
Well, I think 50 Cent and Lee Daniels, they let Monique hang herself as long as she can hang herself. And then while she out here broke and ain't getting no goddamn shows, they finally decided, okay, well, we're going to help this girl. Because she down bad. She about to go crazy. She old. You know what I'm saying? So she want to try to get every little bit out of the goddamn comedy era that she could get out of it. Because truth be told, it's really her husband with the bullshit. Her husband been signing, making bogus contracts and all this old bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you're married and you got your spouse as your manager, all types of shit can go wrong. You know what I'm saying? And I think Monique is hurting right now. You know what I'm saying? She ain't making the money that she used to make. And she want to see that type of money again. So she done got with the very same people that she done called them all types of bitches and olds and all that old shit. I think they got something on me. I think they got something on me, man. All
right. Now. Well, guess what, team? My shit is froze on my side. So on that note, we was going to move right along. Like, I mean, my shit just like on straight pause. So what I was going to do, damn. I was actually going to throw it the dope-ass music anyway, you know what I'm saying? So he can go ahead and get into the next track while we take this break. So, bro, I can definitely throw it to you. Hope my shit come back up by the time your song go off. You know what I'm saying? So it's on you, dope. And it's on you.
Hey, back
well,
to you,
perfect timing,
dope.
Right? Yeah, it's perfect timing, right?
Back to you.
Yeah, because the whole sound went out of everything. Shit.
Well, you know, shout out to Dope Ass Music always being on the ones and twos for his brother Jim.
What the fuck is going on?
All right. But, so, as y'all know, I'm currently working on my final album, my final solo project. Now, I'm not going to say my final album because, you know, I'm always doing collabs and stuff, but this is my final solo album. And when it comes to Grindhard, I like to share my creativity and with like-minded artists. I usually save all my exclusive stuff for Grindhard because y'all my peoples, y'all my family. So this next one, I'm watching my city, Oakland, being gentrified and redistricted, and it's changing. It's not the same Oakland that it used to be. And it just, you know, made me reminiscent of a time back in 2010, when Heisey, we used to go dummy. So I just created a song. It's called Block Monsters. If you're from the Bay, then you know what a block monster is. Shout out to all the block monsters. But with that being said, this is your boy Dope.
Let's get it.
Block monsters.
Groundhog Radio, take off.
Trio. Ma.
They keep me on the block like a light on the block. Contraband is contraband, cheap code, hustle gang. Middle finger like I'm Pac, frostbite on the wrist. Ice cold with the watch, stop to stare, cause I'm lit. We all about that pippin' lemon pepper, yeah, I'm seasoned. Granddaddy is the reason money growing all the season. Green thumb with the stock, master chef with the box, master chief with the knot, fade nigga, yeah, you know it. Door with the hemi, SRT, yeah, we blow it. Whole food, EBT, whole food, BBT. All day with them threes, all grind boards and teams. Don't get it fucking twisted, I'm eating though I'm lean. Four lines of that lean, and I'm selling messes deep. Goldine got him nodding this beat, got his knocking on one, home one. We mobbing out the stock to side show, yeah, that's Oakland's eyes out, so what you talking about? Oh, Woke up at the spot, 100 rounds in the kitchen residue on the cooker. I'm a DJ with the mixing, running numbers up. Cause it's money over hoes, never counting bodies. It's hot eat eyes on my goals, moving gear cause I'm old. I keep my money wrapped. It's in the freezer cold, net working fold 20, net working fold 20. My credit got me snotty, I'm acting hella shitty. I'm sitting on the body, new edition with no Bobby. Limited edition on my body, sometimes I be fresh. Most times I give no shit. You worried about some drips, I'm worried about these drips. If you five on number five, no nigga, it's your joke. I got five on the blunt, then nigga, you ain't smoking, not sharing shit. Unless it's with my team, giving game for free, that's it, right with me. I got another banger, posse turns me to a swanger.
Woo! Oh, damn.
Okay.
London,
or the Atlantic Ocean. You know what I'm saying? So she profited off of the slaves that was coming over here, you know, when they was transporting us. Like if you seen the movie Roots, and they tricked us to get on the ship, and they tricked us to get on the ship to tell you that we was going to make more gold for the labor we was receiving in our own country. So she was like, hell yeah, how much y'all going to give me? Oh, yeah, y'all going to give me such and such. So she's the main, she the reason, she gave him the pass to transport us from the Atlantic Ocean to over here. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if it wasn't for her call, we'd still be in, well, you know, a lot of our ancestors would still be in the motherland. You know what I'm saying? Africa.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Facts.
All right, man. Took us to motherfucking school. All right, anybody else? Shit, I mean, we almost back up and running. Anybody else want to keep the train going?
Yeah.
Hey, Carter, I appreciate it. Rock, I appreciate it. Dope. Anybody else want to chime in on anything? Whatever it is.
A lot of people.
I just need to see if this beat
come
going
to L.A. People come to L.A. and think that it's sweet, man. As somebody was born and raised in California, you can't just move how you think you want to move in L.A., bro. It's not that kind of party. You a millionaire. What the fuck is you doing at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles in the hood?
Yeah.
What are you trying to be, my guy?
Okay, we right.
He went to the blood. The whole
take
blood.
Take your ass to Calabasas. You take your ass to Riverside, Anaheim,
say, yeah.
Melrose. Beverly Hills.
He went to the hood.
Stop going to the hood and trying
to make it. Go to Rancho Cucamonga.
Rancho Cucamonga.
What
you're
was
not
he
from
doing?
LA. You're from Philly.
What was he
not
doing?
From LA.
It's crazy. You can't even go to the Valley. You can't go to Hollywood.
We don't go to LA to visit. Yeah, we don't go to LA to visit. We don't go to LA.
Exactly.
I'm saying, what was he doing out there besides ordering chicken and waffles? Like, was he wanted by somebody? Like, did he approach some niggas or?
But think about it.
You can't pull up. You can't pull up in the hood in a white Benz with a big ass gold chain around a bunch of broke ass niggas.
That might be.
Well, can I just say this? I was going to say real quick, do y'all think it's a thing where, like, if you share your location too much, you always saying you're here, you're there, I'm over here, I'm on this side of town, I'm across the street, you know, because could that play a part?
That seems like to be getting some, yeah, that seems to get
share,
some people
location.
Pot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's safe to do if you're a content strategist.
So. Mm-hmm. If you were going to share, I wouldn't share at the moment. I would share after I'm gone.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I do. I'm already
ain't
gone.
Nothing at the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, just look how many artists have lost their lives because they shared their location. Young Dolph.
Yeah.
Pop Smoke. Triple X Extension. Like, you're losing your life because you're wanting to share your location and you're moving like you're not a walking lick to broke niggas. You know what I mean?
Another thing, too.
If you want to rob me, all you're going to get is a debit card and a credit card. I can cancel them shits after you leave. You're not about to get me for no fucking deal.
Yeah, I don't care.
I'm turning my card off with my iPhone.
And I don't even care money no more.
No, I use my wallet.
I don't even care cash
shit,
money.
First
no
of all, I'm not gonna be riding around nobody's motherfucking hood with a million per $500,000 worth of jewelry on. You know what I'm saying? I'm not.
Yeah.
If you see me in the hood wearing a whole bunch of jewelry, I guarantee you it's fake. You know what I'm saying? Because all my jewelry is going to be fake. A bitch ain't going to rob me and get away with it. Nah, bitch, the joke will be on you when you try to pawn that shit. And it's we can't get nothing for you. Mm-hmm. We can get $20,
right.
But that's about all we can give you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hell yeah. You got to move smart. You know what I'm saying? You know me.
Yeah, I'm not trying to blame my man. I'm not trying to victim blame my dick. Come on, man. We got to be smarter, bro. You can't floss in front of niggas, especially in L.A. That's what they doing. They doing right now. They getting niggas.
Right.
They just tried to rob him 2 weeks ago in L.A., though.
Yeah.
He ain't learned from that. First time.
Yeah, I seen the interview about that, and that's why I was like, well, goddamn. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that is 100. Yeah.
And
he must have wanted to be robbed. You know what I'm saying? He figured the niggas, you gonna do it anyway. So shit, go ahead and rob me.
Hey, and
that's
another thing too. All them people you named, though, all them people was on the Empire label too. Mo 3, Triple A, Young Dolph,
Young Dolph,
PMP. All them on that Empire label too, so I will watch that label too. Cause you know when you sign them deals, they put insurance claims out on you. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Hey, yo,
that's some OG game right there. That's the new thing. But it's new to, you know, people now because, you know, everybody's, you know, digging for information, trying to see what these record labels is actually doing. And they actually are doing that. Once you sign to a record label, they got an insurance claim on your ass. So regardless of how popular you get, or you might not even be popular at all, they figure they can cash out on your ass and then you'll be set up to die, or somebody kill you, or higher than shit go.
But team, that's the thing, and that's why I look at y'all like some motherfucking G's. Because even with me doing radio, podcast, whatever the fuck you want to call it, when people were saying this and that, you know, I hung around artists all my life. I've worked with y'all. We've been working for the last 11 years. You understand what I'm saying? And some of the shit in the stories, like when that first came in, I wouldn't believe, but like now, it's no different than the hood, than the streets. Like this shit all the same. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
It took for me to see it, to hear it from y'all, you know, some of the cast members experience some shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? It's mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to say that. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all some G's around this motherfucker because that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot to deal with. You know what I'm saying? That's a dangerous That's a dangerous job. That's a dangerous career. And I feel like you young boys don't quite understand that. And I'm going to leave it at that.
Right. But
respect to y'all. Respect to y'all. And that's 100.
Salute.
That's love, Jit.
Yeah. All right, so team, we moving on, hard. Callers, hit us up. I seen the 612. I think that was Miss Queen T on the line, man. Y'all hit us up. Y'all ain't got an ill hustle. Y'all ain't got to hide in the motherfucking chat. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up.
Man,
3643.
Yeah,
I would love to hear from Miss Queen T.
Why is y'all hiding in the back, man? All you got to do is press 1, and I guarantee you we going to get to you. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Talk to us. Goddamn
it. They trying to get this free game around here, man.
We get tired of talking to ourselves. You know what I'm saying? We want to talk to y'all. Shit.
Yeah, man. That's what's up. Hit us up. Once again, 323-693-3043. We got the Shits and Giggles segment coming up with your boy Razor. But right now, I want to throw it to the main man, DJ Sergeant Rock. Anything you want to get into, Big Broski, we can definitely do that. What you got for us?
All right. Hey, man, after we do the Shits and Giggles, I got a little something that I want to say. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
cool.
Yeah, I got to say this. All right. DJ Sergeant Rock, you already know how it go, baby. You know what I'm saying? Album coming soon, to be announced, bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm not telling you niggas nothing, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all always trying to bite off some shit. So I would not give a motherfucker any opportunity to bite off of me, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to dig hard for this shit, you know what I'm saying? And as a matter of fact, we going to get into a little something off the album coming soon, you know what I'm saying? Produced by dope ass music in this raggedy ass bitch, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah, we gonna get into some of that Usual Suspects, you know what I'm talking about? This is off the album, brand new, coming soon, you know what I'm saying? Documentary is coming soon, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing paperwork right now, making sure this shit is airtight and right and with all my might, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, Jack, you know what I'm saying? So
like
this
that.
Is Usual Suspects, produced by Dope Ass Music, right here on Grind Hard Radio. DJ Jit, would you please spin that motherfucking hot ass shit? Trill.
Let's go. Grind Hard Radio. Kick off.
Yo, what's good? It's Krim Dilla, a.k.a. Black Zeus, representing that Black God Pantheon, and you are now tuned into Grind Hard Radio. So get your ass off that couch.
What's good? This the one and only Bull City Maniac, your homie from the 919, Just KP. And I'm live right here on Grind Hard Radio, the number one reality radio and all across the land. Man, if you with us,
323-693-3043.
Man, hold on. What was that? One more time. 323-693-3043. Press 1, talk to the host. Right now, let's get into more of this dope music only on Grind Hard Radio.
Radio.
Take
radio,
off,
radio,
take
radio,
off,
radio,
take off,
take off,
take off.
Yeah, yeah. DJ Sergeant Rock in the building. And this beat was produced by... I... Yeah. We about to get into a little something like this.
Yeah. This is a
workshop in the building. You know what I'm talking about?
The next. You know what I'm talking about?
Grind Hard Radio in the building. And I'm gonna let y'all motherfuckers know something. You know what I'm saying? Look, all kinds of thoughts running through my mind, trying to figure out if I made the right decisions. Cause I go through the most on the fucking back end, and I try to explain it, but they just don't listen. So I rock how I rock, I ain't worried about no props. I intend to come to work and do my goddamn job. And I don't sling rocks, cause I sling hip hop. And I don't have to borrow, steal, or try to rob. I'm not taking shit, I am not a biter. Rappers can't rap cause they ass ain't writing. They still swagger jacket, expecting you to like it, thinking they gon' sell cause they sounded just like it. We living in a wide world full of clones, niggas scared to be they self, biting on the microphone. We living in a wide world full of clones, niggas scared to be they self, biting on the microphone. Jacking niggas flows, stealing niggas swag, sucking niggas dicks and kissing niggas ass, acting like they don't know shit from Shinola, acting like this shit don't stink with no odor. Jacking niggas flows, stealing niggas swag, sucking niggas dicks and kissing niggas ass, acting like they don't know shit from Shinola, acting like this shit don't stink with no odor. Don't get mad when you figure out, we done figure out through research where you got your style, dawg. So if the true school don't dab your ass up, don't cry on up to it, you a lyrical fraud. We don't want your shucking jives or your fake high five. Get your ugly ass down, we don't know you clowns. And they better get a grip and get off the bullshit before you get stoned down by the underground, bitch. Ain't no biters in my circle. You jack the right ones, they lyrically gon' murk you. You jack the wrong ones, they physically gon' hurt you. Cause we ain't playing by that biting, cause we be writing. This is trill shit, and we can give a mammy motherfuck how the fuck you feel, bitch. So why you jacking off your dick, nigga, to the next nigga? Can't be yourself, cause you biting off the next nigga. Jacking niggas flows, stealing niggas swag, sucking niggas dicks, and kissing niggas ass, acting like they don't know shit from Shinola, acting like this shit don't stink with no odor. Jacking niggas flows,
steal a nigga's swag, sucking niggas dicks and kissing niggas ass, acting like they don't know shit from Shinola, acting like this shit don't stink with no odor.
You know what I'm talking about? Hey man, y'all get off the bullshit before you get stomped down by the underground around this ragged ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? DJ Sergeant Rock, workshop in the building. You know what I'm saying? Dope ass music on the track, breaking these suckers back. You know what I'm saying? And it's like that. This is a Mississippi to the California A conglomerate.
Yes.
You know, look, I do gotta say that you can tell that Dope catered that, he catered that for you. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if y'all fellas realize that that's one y'all that was one hell of a collaboration. I enjoyed it. Rock, you, yeah. Rock, you murked that beat. You murked that beat, bro. I'm getting you flowers, nigga. So don't say I didn't.
Look, I'm talking about when Dope sent me the beat, I was like, ooh,
that's
I gotta take my time with this motherfucker.
I
gotta say something to this dope ass music beat, you know what I'm saying? Because I want to just get on the track and just say anything, you know what I'm saying? So I took some time with it, you know what I'm saying? And I know Dope, I do take a while when it comes to, you know, putting out my material, but it's well worth the wait, you know what I'm saying? Because when I put some shit out, hey, look, this is how I heard it. This how I visioned it, you know what I'm saying? So, shit, we rocking and rolling, man. And I appreciate Dope-Ass Music, you know what I'm saying, for the opportunity to rap over one of his tracks. You know what I'm saying? Shit, Dope is a dope-ass producer. You know what I'm saying? He's a dope-ass producer. You know what I'm saying? And you know, Dope is a hard critic, just like I'm a hard critic, you know what I'm saying? So I did this track with Dope in mind, you know what I'm saying? Well, if I was Dope, how would I say some shit on this motherfucker? Mm-hmm. And I just, you know what I'm saying?
You just dropped some
track
jewels, too.
Do that.
But on new
the
artists,
track made
you
me
drop
do
some jewels.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. I love how you put
Trill.
It. Yeah, I love how you put that. No doubt.
All right,
man.
Oh, yeah. I got Plenty More Hip Hop in store for the album. Plenty More Hip Hop is on the way. I promise you.
Come on with it.
I promise you. Every track sounds different. Nothing sounds the same. It ain't nothing regurgitated on this bitch. It's all straight to the bone. Classic hip hop for real. And I'm gonna show y'all in a minute.
Yeah. Hey, wait for it. That's what's up. That's what it is, man. Call us.
Keep that hip-hop
the show ain't over with. The show ain't over with yet. Hit us up, 323-693-3043. We got an all-new episode this Thursday. Right now, we about to get into the Shits and Giggles segment with your boy, 305 Razor.
Why the fuck you so fucking weird?
Shits and giggles.
Why the fuck are you such a queer?
Shits and giggles.
Why?
Shits and giggles. Fuck off.
Yeah, man. Hey, first off, before I get into this, hey, shout out to the queen, Miss Chief, who put that down, who went and found that goddamn intro for that shit. She put that whole thing together. She fucked the mother with that.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah, man. Now, for tonight's shit, she giggled. I want to talk pickup lines. You know what I'm saying? I want to throw it around to the whole cast. I want to know what's the dopest pickup line you ever pulled off on a female, and what's the dopest pickup line that you ever had pulled off on you? Take off.
Oh.
You won't be dick or no.
Don't pull your MacBooks out, brother.
No, you want this dick or no. That's goddamn it. The pickup line.
Oh, hell no.
Damn, that's a damn
pickup line.
God damn.
Did you get him punched?
Pickup line. The fuck? You want these $40 or no? Shit, ain't no motherfucking pickup line. So I ain't got none. And can't run no corner shit like that on me. Yeah, ain't no pickup. No, you want that motherfucking money or not? Yeah, the fuck.
I ain't never shot at no woman with a pickup line. But I tell you the dopest pickup line that was ever spit to me though. I was DJing in the club one night. You know what I'm saying? And I noticed this girl was standing by the DJ booth and she just kept watching me. I'm talking about she was watching me the whole time. So all of a sudden she say, "Come here," and I leaned over to her and she stuck her tongue down my ear. That's the dopest pickup line that anybody has ever said to me. Did put your tongue in my ear. Ooh, woo. Man! Oh my God. Bro, you ain't got to say shit. Just put your tongue in my ear, and it's on and popping, baby. You ain't got to worry about nothing.
Bro, this must have been before the coronavirus, huh?
No. You stupid for that.
Get some got the wax out of here.
Man,
she done got your
ear
good and wet with that monkey paw.
Boy, I got right in a motherfucker, boy, because I fucked that night.
there it is.
I say he want all the monkey paw.
I got one for you, Razor. This is a long time ago when dope ass music was, you know, was cheesy. But I was still, you know, I was cheesy. So, back when we used to have the flip phones, you know, you have the flip phone. So I used to have my Razor, and I used to be like, man, there's something wrong with my phone. And the chick would be like, oh, what's wrong with it? And she's looking at it, and I'd be like, it doesn't have your phone number in it. Bruh, that stag used to get
evil. No, that's lit though.
That's pimping.
That's quiet as kept. That shit might work today.
It's still working.
I like that.
Right. Yeah.
Somewhere in Grind Hair Art Radio,
somewhere.
Somebody is writing down notes.
Yeah,
that's number one.
What you say, Miss G? They write this shit down.
Somebody categorize that in their brain.
It's me, goddammit. Yeah, let me write this shit down, goddammit. Try a new approach.
Yeah.
I love this shit. Oh, man.
Yeah, no.
Oh, there you
go. I like that one.
Anybody else?
What you drinking on? What you smoking on?
See, that
ain't
no
real nigga shit.
That ain't no pick up line. That's automatic. Shit. But I feel you, Carter. I'm like you. I ain't put no thought into all that. You want the money or no? Shit, what we doing? That's a pickup line. What the fuck we doing, shit? Get right to it. I love it.
Now,
all right.
Now my grandfather, shout out to my grandfather. He was big pimping, right? He's like, girl, are you a parking ticket? Because you got fine written all over you.
Nah, hey, that's cool for grandpa. Yeah, that's cool. That shit. Yeah.
Not the grandpa.
Yeah. Grandpa got all the pussy. That nigga got all the pussy.
Yeah, grandpa be like, you know, what he used to say, he said, you must be a crack of, he said, I don't know, but even the crack of dawn make me horny. Man, shout out to grandpa.
He had to go ahead with the light skin shit. All right, goddamn, we're going to keep moving.
Yeah, nah. So, hold on. So, Miss Chief, Miss Chief, what's your pickup line?
I don't have a pickup line. I'm kind of, I don't know. I just.
Boo, nigga, boo.
I don't really. I am a whole pickup line. I don't have a pickup line. I don't need a pickup line.
Quinn, can I ask you this? Do you like when guys use a pickup line on you? Do you think that's corny? You know what I'm saying?
No,
what you think about that?
No, I don't like that shit. No,
okay.
I don't like that because I figure if you come in playing games and you come in playing TikTok, you gonna be doing that shit all the time. I don't have time for all that. Just talk.
Just talk.
Yeah.
Well, look, I always say this. If you can make a woman laugh, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about in the first 2-3 minutes of y'all talking, you good.
Mm-hmm.
A little gym.
Right.
A little gym.
Yeah,
that's an OG game right
laugh.
There.
Yeah, just a little gym. You already got that.
Now that's free game. That's free game for all you idiots out there who don't even know how to talk to a woman. You know what I'm saying? Because Negroes do not know how to talk to women, bro. I swear to God. And that's what
they
fucks
get
you
mad
up.
At them
every goddamn time. That's what fucks you up. Every
time. Every time.
Hey, Rod, they get mad at them now.
You got to have flair, you got to have charisma, and you got to have confidence in your motherfucking self. I'm finna pull this motherfucker, and you gonna do it.
Yep.
Yeah,
we'll
say that loud, because they get mad at some of the insecure ones. They get mad and want to curse a girl out. That's classic.
Yeah, and that's
like, that's a psychopath.
I don't like that.
Or something like.
Yeah.
What's wrong
with like
you?
Okay. Yeah, nigga, you got
a
problem.
Right.
Nigga, you got a motherfucking problem.
That nigga got a problem.
Yeah.
Man.
And he don't know you.
That's it, Ray.
Yeah, that was in another segment of Shits and Giggles with your boy Theo Fire Razor.
That's what's up. That's what it is, T. Nah, I enjoyed that one. So check this out, 323-693-3043. I'm trying to find my sound effects. You know, Blog Talk been going in and out. It's all good. I do want
to. You ain't
going to
give me my outro yet?
Yeah, I'm going to give you an outro. My bad, brother. Here you go. Yeah,
I know.
I'll apologize.
Why the fuck you so fucking weird? Why the fuck are you such a queer? Why?
God damn, that nigga aggressive, ain't it? Aggressive, is he?
Hey, Miss T, you did that.
My bad,
you did that.
My,
I don't know where
bad,
the
bro.
Fuck you got that from, but you did that shit, Miss T. You did that shit.
I
think you're trying to get out of there without the outro.
I need my outro. I apologize. All right. God damn. All right.
Just you all aggressive and shit.
Yeah, that's it. Very aggressive. But no, I love it. That's my brother. That's that Florida. That's that Miami coming out. Goddamn it. How we do. All right. So, we're being a wild show. I enjoyed this shit tonight. And, team, did I tell y'all this? I'm just keeping it real. I get paid tomorrow. Goddamn it, team. I ain't been broke like this in a long motherfucking time. I'm ready for my check tomorrow. So, I'm going to work tomorrow with a smile on my motherfucking face because that check about to close. I just had to throw that out there. I'm going to somebody's restaurant tomorrow. Yeah, look at this. Bills is crazy. Shit is going up. Rent going up. You know what I'm saying? So, nevertheless,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
To all the people out there, to our audience, man, y'all hit us up last minute. Shout out 323-693-3043. All you got to do is press 1. Team, we're going to go ahead and get into the final track of the night. You know what I'm saying? Come back, do our shout outs, and we're going to roll the hell on up out of here. So final track of the night goes to, and can I get a drum roll, please?
Can we get some drums, please? Can we get some drums? Please.
I want to know how he hold that shit that long. This nigga smoke.
That's what's up. So,
where he get all these lung capacity from?
Hey, no, but it flowed, boy, because I'm all over the place on East Switch, boy. It flowed out, though. But check this out. So, team, final track of the night goes to, and I got to say this real quick. One thing I definitely wanted to do this season, I wanted to play some of my favorite songs from y'all. You know what I'm saying? So the final track of the night actually goes to me, and I mean that shit this time. You know what I'm saying? It goes to me, motherfucker, because I don't ever get no final track of the night because I ain't got no songs. So it's going to me on the for real, for real.
He's spicy tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, he aggressive.
So check this out. Yeah, now
yeah,
I'm a little
aggressive.
I know, right?
Damn, bitch.
Y'all know how my one of my favorite tracks from Carter Mafioso is Taking It Slow, right? But it's also this dope-ass remix to that track, too, that got your boy dope-ass music. You know what I'm saying? And this is classic Ground Hard Radio. That track got to be – y'all had to do that by at least 6-7 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So that's the final track of the night. Come back. We do our shout-out, King. We're going to roll up out of here. Carter, can you introduce that track, broski? And I'm going to throw it on. It's the Taking It Slow remix, you and Dope Ass Music. Formally introduce
that track. Trill.
No. Nah. You want to introduce it?
Are y'all ready or not?
Yeah.
I thought he said Carter, but this is off of my this is on my mixtape, the B-sides. It is the first collab with me and Carter Mafioso. This is Taking It Slow remix.
Let's get it. Ground Hard Radio.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
It's your girl, Miss Chief, and you're now listening to Grind Hard Radio. Turn that knob all the way up. Let's get lit.
Got him, Mafioso. Grind or die.
Taking my step slow.
Cause
there's too many tries. Don't wanna go back to that lifestyle.
I need a clearance. With the words thrown in a young mind that's seeing different. But my intentions be opposite from that opinion. I'm trying to lead a path on the road to getting millions. You look at me like I'm that of a savage. Cause I maintain and you're the one that's in pursuit of happiness. Stick to my tactics, follow my code and address. You with potential so they succeed and be the best. In my credentials, I'm a street scholar that's harmless. Grew up the early days by the open air market. Got a mafia, we also got the key, so I'ma lock it. 803 bound, keep it muddy, keep it poppin'.
Taking my steps slow.
Taking
cause there's too many tries. Don't wanna go back to that lifestyle. Taking my steps slow.
Taking
ain't no love no more. So I'm on my own. Taking my steps slow.
Taking
cause there's too many tries. Don't wanna go back to that lifestyle. Taking my steps.
Taking
ain't no love no more.
No love no more.
So I'm on my own.
Back to the
future Benjamin, but I'm screwed up, so I chow through. No love, cause I don't know you. I keep it 100 with me at all times. I keep 100 with me at all times. Eyes wide, focused on our prize. They eyes closed, listen to the lies. Like a bitch, nigga, I'm a savage. Still the same OG, so I'll let you have it. I'm the example, just like IE. I'm the answer, just like AI. Follow little rock, I'm no longer the man I used to be. Blaze a trail for my kids to follow me. Hope they have a dream, just like MLK. Instead of slinging cream on MLK, hands raised as I call to God. Hands raised when I used to rob. Too many pitfalls, gotta watch a step. Split for me, not a rep. Loving me, so what's next? Loving hip hop, so I don't need a check. But I'm cashing out during my check. Head by vicious, it'll break your neck. This world's vicious, better watch your steps. Stay mob, and don't forget. And don't forget.
Taking my steps, Lord. Taking cause there's too many times. Don't wanna go back to that lifestyle. Taking my steps, Lord. Ain't no love no more. So I'm on my own. Taking my steps, Lord. Cause there's too many times. Don't wanna go back to the lifestyle. Taking my steps slow. Ain't no love no more. So I'm on my own. Taking my steps slow. Cause there's too many times. Don't wanna go back to the lifestyle.
Motherfucking big bro caught him off of your soul. Turn up for a motherfucking check. And that's my true.
Yeah. This boy caught him off of your soul. AKA DJ Face Lock 803. Better known as the God, Divine Universal on the Knowledge Culture Day. Peace to the nation. Shout out to everybody who listens to the Grindhard Radio season 47 episode. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole team. Everybody
we
on the channel tonight, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the callers, the listeners, everybody in the chat room, you know what I'm saying? Everybody in the DMs, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody rocking with us, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dick Chronicles, Charles Billinger, you know what I'm saying?
Salute,
shout out to all the other cast members, you know what I'm saying? Also, you know what I'm saying? We grind and die for life, you know what I'm saying? Catch us Thursday night, we'll be back again. Salute.
All new, baby. That's what it is.
Trio.
All right, Queen. Rocking out in that 6-1, Nina, the motherfucking queen of peace.
Nina.
Queen of Grindhard Radio. Miss Chief. Throw yourself out there, darling.
Yes, it was a, I had fun this episode. A lot of giggles, laughing,
too.
And everything.
Yeah.
You know, good
that
music.
Cool.
Hopefully somebody is writing down some good tips on some pickup lines that there's really not a pickup line, but, you know, stay tuned for
that.
Some more tips. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central Time, and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm Miss Chief, your girl from the 6-1 Nina. They call me Chiefy. Till next time.
Ooh. Let's get it. That's what's up. That's what it is.
All right,
Mr. Big Fresh, Team No Filter. Chief, Chief. Dope ass music. Throw yourself out there.
I want to shout out to everybody for tuning in to another wonderful episode of the Grind Hard Radio Show. I want to shout out to my man, Kata Mafioso. Shout out to Sergeant Rock.
Yeah.
Shout out to my brother. Shout out to my brother Razor. Shout out to brother Razor. Shout out to Razor. Shits and Giggles. And Boo Boo and Tickles, shout out to that.
I'm
trying to remix my shit.
Yeah, I swear to God.
I'm aggressive tonight. I'm trying to remix my shit. Get him, Razor. Get him, Razor. Get him.
Keep
your boo-boo and tickles to yourself, man.
That's silly.
Boo-boo and tickles. All right,
keep your boo-boo and tickles to yourself, man.
Hey, come on, dude. Shout out to the man that makes all this possible. The man whose hairline always stays fresh, because he's been a little broke. But next week he'll be back on point.
Yeah, I promise. 4 hours. Yeah.
That's a damn shame.
Yeah, I ain't even mad with you on that one, though. It was rough. All right, we'll keep this thing moving. Keep this thing moving, man. I'm going to throw it to the R&B gangster. Let me tell you something. Every night and then he going to let you know, nigga, it's Miami Day. You know what I'm saying? Razor, throw yourself out there, bro. I love you, nigga.
Yeah, man. Love you too, man. Y'all already know, man. Shout out to the whole squad. Much love to everybody, man. Much success. And we got through another episode, you know what I'm saying? Another excellent season. Definitely co-sign is cheap. Like, the vibes is high. You know what I mean? The laughs is long. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy. 305 Razor R&B Gangsta. I'll see y'all on Thursday, man. We out.
Let's get it. Grind Hard Radio. All right, man. This is Black Larry King. I just want to say, man, salute, team. I enjoyed myself tonight. I love y'all. Salute to the motherfucking EP, Charles Dungeon. Like my boy Razor said, we back in the motherfucking building next Thursday. We're going to have your boy E-Dub in this motherfucker. We're going to turn all the way up for another episode of Grind Hard Radio.
You
dig?
Wow.
Russ ain't gonna do it tonight. E-Dub
all right, but next week.
Yeah. He gonna be on that bus.
He gonna make it no time.
He gonna turn up. All right, but check this out. Great night. I'm a toy to my big bro, DJ Sergeant Rock. Get your plugs out there, bro, and take us out. We y'all drunk. Love y'all. Good
man,
show,
team. This shit good has show. Been lit as fuck.
Yeah.
This shit is lit. This shit is lit. You know what I'm saying? I enjoy myself too, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's always a pleasure. You know what I'm saying? For Tuesdays and Thursdays, for DJ Sergeant Rock to come and rock out with my Grind Hard Radio family. You know what I'm saying? Starting with
love
Charles
y'all.
Billinger, because he keeps the lights on in this raggedy ass bitch. You feel what I'm saying? For real. Salute to Charles Billinger, the invisible man. You know what I'm talking about? And salute to my boy, Jit Chronicles, a.k.a. the motherfucking
appreciate
Black
you,
Larry
Rock.
King in his bitch. Bruh, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
You already know what it is, man. You know what
bro,
I'm saying?
You,
shit, trill. Yeah, you know what I mean? Hey, shout out to Kata Mafioso, a.k.a. DJ Face Mob, a.k.a. Divine You. You know what I'm saying? I love you, bro. You know what I'm saying? We keeping hip-hop alive around this rag-ass bitch. Fuck these niggas. You know what I'm saying? Trill. Yeah. Hey, much love. Much love to Miss Chi, 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 Chi.
Love you, bro.
B-Shop Queen, and she is the queen of G-H-R. I love you, sis, you know what I'm saying? Keep it popping, you know what I'm talking about, for real.
The queen.
Much love. Much love to my boy, Dope Ass Music on the motherfucking tracks, breaking these suckers back, and it's like that, you know what I'm saying? I love you, Dope,
Jack.
You know what I'm saying? Keep banging out, you know what I'm saying? Real. And my boy, 305 Razor with the shits and giggles, man, you, it's like every week you just think of some silly ass shit, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how you do it, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how you do it, Razor, but hey, we love you, man, you know what I'm saying? We love you.
Salute.
At Grand
Salute.
Radio, Razor, because that shit added a whole total another element to this show, you know what I'm saying? Guaranteed
yeah, I love
to get a laugh. Guaranteed to get a laugh. We gonna say some shit that's just gonna fuck everybody up because everybody got, you know what I'm saying, they different outtakes on shit. You know what I'm saying? So much love, Razor. You know what I'm saying?
Nice joke.
And E-Dub, unfortunately, was not present tonight. You know what I'm saying? But he will be back sleep again next week. You know what I'm saying? So stay tuned.
Thursday.
So stay tuned so you can sleep with E-Dub here live on Grind Hard Radio.
Well, damn.
It's your boy DJ Sergeant Rock, broadcasting live via 7,000 feet from up under the ground. You're under dig. Out coming soon to be announced, bitch. You know what I'm saying? And like I said before, don't holler back. Rest your motherfucking back, bitch. I'm out this motherfucker. Trill. My.
We out this thing, man. Deuces. And my Chris Brown
Deuces.
Voice. The outro.
Hey, yo. It's the queen mix right here. Miami, Boston, Chicago, Atlanta, New York. Stand the fuck up. Hey, yo. I can lick it. I can ride it while you slipping and sliding. I can do all them little tricks and keep the dick up inside it. You can smack it. You can grip it. You can go down and kiss it. And every time he leave me alone, he always tell me he miss it. He wanna pink pussy, pink coupe, no roof. Made him eat my pussy, leaving no boo. Max out his car, fuck the toll. Pull up for a check, pussy mobile. Free bitch, legs up, cash through. Niggas, I fuck me when I pass through. See this pussy, you a binder. Can't be broke and be mine. My neck froze, oh yeah, close. I'm a bad bitch, get him for a spin. I'ma eat the pussy, beat the pussy, drill drummer. Big racks, all I'm trying to get from him. Yo, Nick, you the winner. And I'm the princess of this shit and a motherfucking gang member. gang got the hammer and the wrench. Why you body that verse like naked? I'ma take the whole thing if I'm taking the dick. And I got 99 problems up for making it fit. I see some bitches mini me's and it's making me sick. I'm just the realest bitch you see when Nicki taking the pic. Barbie, I like all my diamonds dancing. They wanna know if we fucked in a mansion. If I'm in the room, this shit gets sticky. I'm so bad, I could touch myself again. Fuck myself with the Claremont twins. They wanna fuck all my friends. I'm too rich for an OnlyFans. Hey, yo, Drillery Clinton. I'm a very freaky girl, so don't bring me to mama's. I pull up with that blicky sticking out of my Prada. And I ain't going if you broke, so go get you some dollars. I got my own, you know the scene. More money, more problems. You like them freaky, pussy, squeaky. Give me that tongue, make it leaky. I make it wet. You can beat it, but you gotta wear a glove like Mike. You know the dick real good, he be doing it right. I'm talking zoning it. Why hit bitch blowing up my phone every other night? Uh-huh. But I can't all go with no bum bitch. I'm Cool J, take a LL, and I'm too clever to ever kiss and tell. Your nigga spend a 40 right at Chanel, then I send him back to you like farewell. Boy, he give me love strokes, back strokes, put that D all down my throat. No gag reflex, I ain't never gonna choke. Badass bitch, I ain't never going broke. Freak.
never gon' choke.
Hey, yo, New York,
he wanna eat it if he bite it. I'ma turn around and fight him. I'ma put this pussy on him, have him sleeping like NyQuil. What's up, daddy? He like mommy. I jack you, he's from Biden. I'm like, oh, just keep me flying, trippy, styling, profiling. Cause these bitches be eaters and bottom feeders. I've been had shakes like I'm down with Adidas. Bitches on my body cause I follow the leader. Niggas on my body cause I'm high like a heater. Price going up like a cow with a meter. Bad little bitty, they be feeding a meter. Bad little bitty, they be feeding a beer.
Whole lot of money like Nicki and Pia. Even 2 cents, bitch, this ain't a meter. I ain't talking Spanish when I say senorita. Tell that bitch ghostwriter, yo, senorita. Oh, you ain't know how Wikipedia. These bitches hungry, cause I'm just greedier. These bitches ugly, my bitches prettier. Horseback riding, I be like giddy up. When I touch a city, painted red like graffiti up. I ain't got a big for sympathy from the media.
Radio, you bastard.
True.